Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about the immeasurable love that God has bestowed upon us that He wants us to extend to others. And looking at a passage from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 14, kind of working our way through that in different aspects. It begins with Paul writing and saying, love must be sincere. And then he goes on and talks, I think, about what that looks like. And today we get into a loving attitude. Romans 12, verse 12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Three qualities that God desires that we implement in our life in various aspects of what we do. To be joyful in hope, to not allow the cares of this world to steal our joy, to not allow a lack of happiness to take away the fruit of the Spirit, which part of it is joy. But to realize that all of that comes because of our hope in Christ. And so as we look towards the promises of God and the fulfillment of His promise to return and to take all of those who belong to Him to be with Him, we have great hope. And that great hope ought to fill us with joy as we live life in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of trials, in the midst of all of life's uncertainties. There ought to be an attitude, an element of joy, not based on what's going on now, but based on what's to come. And so when we choose that attitude, it changes how we live life today. And so we move from an address of discontent to an address of hope that's filled with joy. That patience in affliction, it kind of goes hand in hand with this idea of being joyful in hope. Because often it's the afflictions of life, it's the difficulties, it's the things that don't go the way that we want them to, that, well, can easily steal our joy. And so we learn patience. We learn that God has ability and desire and can make all things work together for good. For those that love Him, for those that are called according to His purposes. And so sometimes those afflictions that we face are simply strengthening us. They're giving us a testimony. They're giving us a witness to be able to help others in the midst of their need. Sometimes those afflictions are meant to, well, redirect us. We get caught up in going our way and doing our thing and wanting what we want. And for some of us, sometimes the only way to get our attention is to sit us down and say, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted. And so we learn patience in the midst of affliction as we spend time trying to discern from God's Word, from His Spirit, from His presence, and from His people what it is. Sometimes the affliction isn't about us. It's about others. And we need to learn how to use that in a way that represents Jesus. When I think of patience and affliction, it's hard not to think of Job, but probably the first person that comes to mind is Joseph. A young boy, young man, however you want to describe that, that was, well, loved by his father, but not so much by his brothers. In fact, his brothers sold him into slavery after first wanting to kill him, leave him for dead. And if that affliction wasn't enough, he becomes falsely accused by his master's wife and moves from slavery into prison. And in all of his circumstances, whether it was as a slave to Potiphar or in prison, he excelled in reputation, in pursuing God and doing those things that were right. And even in prison, as he helps fellow prisoners who promise to remember him and yet forget, he endures with this patience in the midst of affliction. Finally reaches a opportunity that's coordinated and brought about by God to interpret the dream of Pharaoh himself. Because God was with him and had given him great wisdom, Joseph is pulled from that prison and elevated to second in command, the second most important, most authoritative person in all of Egypt. And God uses that, Joseph will say later, to save his family as famine spreads across the entire region. And Joseph's brothers have to come to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, not knowing that it was their brother. When that realization finally strikes, when the news is let out, they're afraid. Joseph makes it clear, you meant this for harm, but God used it for good in order to save his people. And you see that story repeated throughout the Old Testament, throughout life. And so we learn that patience in the midst of affliction as we watch and wait. And we keep ourselves pure, we keep ourselves focused on God and doing what is right no matter what. And perhaps someday we'll see the fruit of that affliction, and perhaps someday after we're gone, the fruit will become mature and bear a great harvest. But we continue that patience and affliction, and that final part of this verse talks about a faithfulness in prayer. How can you be joyful in hope? How can you be patient in affliction? Well, I think the key is this faithfulness in prayer. We continually spend time listening to God. That's the part of communication we often lose sight of. And oftentimes in today's society, we lose sight of that in our person-to-person communication, let alone in our communication with God. So often we're not listening in order to listen, we're listening in order to form a response. And so we hear a few words and our mind is just simply formulating what we're going to say in response, and we miss most of the real conversation. And I believe that happens far too often in our prayer life. We read a little bit of God's Word, we hear from His Spirit, but mostly we're wanting to talk. And this faithfulness in prayer says we keep at it. We don't do it perfectly. We sometimes mishear, we misunderstand, we misinterpret, we take things the wrong way. Kind of sounds like human conversations, doesn't it? But it doesn't cause us to stop. We keep praying. We keep listening. We keep reading God's word. We keep paying attention to how His Spirit directs us and comforts us and teaches us. We live life with this immeasurable love that tells us that God will never give up, and neither should we. Now, all of these deal, I think, with our relationship with God. It deals with our relationship with one another. But it ought to deal with our relationship in how people see us and how we interact with them, in the immeasurable love that we extend to others. Are we joyful in hope? Not just the hope that we have in Christ, but the hope that ought to be shared with others. Or are there people that we've written off and says, well, there's no hope. We've lost our joy. We've lost the ability to share that joy. The immeasurable love that we ought to live with that comes from God is one that carries that joy to the lives of those that are struggling to find it. And we lift up Jesus as the hope that lies within us. Are we patient in affliction? And not just the affliction that we endure from life, but does that immeasurable love give us patience with those that will persecute us, or at least we think persecute us? Does that immeasurable love give us patience with those who mistreat us, who mock us, who want nothing to do with the faith that we live, even though it's the thing that they need the most? It's our patience in the midst of the hard times that often brings the greatest message of hope to the world. And as we think about being faithful in prayer, do we continue to pray for those that need Jesus, for our enemies, for our governing officials, for our neighbors, for our coworkers, for our fellow students, for our family, for all people in all ways with all kinds of prayers? We do that only through the immeasurable love of God, that He grows within us so that we have an immeasurable love for others. Today, as we live life, and here in northern Indiana, it's another snowy day, but not nearly as cold as what it had been. Travel's a little bit difficult. Tempers are generally in short supply, or patience at least is in short supply. Coming in, you have people driving 20 mile an hour and people driving 60 mile an hour and trying to occupy roadway without making contact. And it creates tension. And so we choose to live with the immeasurable love of God that fills us with joy, with patience, with faithfulness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love continues to give us what we need in order to represent Jesus well. We continue to grow in that as we learn, as we grow in relationship with You, as we experience Your immeasurable love and we choose to live in that love and to share that love. And so God, today, help us to be filled with those attitudes of joy, of patience, of faithfulness, attitudes that are not just a mindset but are an active part of who we are. That our joy is not just a thought, it's the way we live. That our patience is not just a consideration, but it's a practical part of how we deal with the difficulties of life. Our faithfulness is not in word only, but it's in deed and in power, because it's through prayer. Father, help us to experience that immeasurable love in such a way that we have to share it. And that we share it in such a way that it's acceptable, that it's desirable, that it lifts up Jesus, that people know that it isn't fake, that it's a reality that can be theirs. And Father, as we live in our community today, whatever it is that was set before us, may we live with this loving attitude that you come first and you're enough. And so, God, help us in the way that we deal with others, in the way that we deal with ourselves, but most importantly, in the way that we deal with our relationship with you. May our understanding of your love help us to love like Jesus loves. And in doing that, may we be deliberate in lifting up Jesus at every opportunity that we have. Jesus is the reason for the love that we share, for the love that we experience, for the life that we have. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.